Hello there, this is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of October 17th. Thanks to Steve Suman for putting this report together for us. Well, this week got off to a pretty chilly start, but we should have some great hunting and fishing weather for the weekend, so let's get at it. Deerfoot Lodge and Resort on the Chippewa Flowage is hosting a ladies' muskie fishing school this weekend, Friday through Sunday, October 21st through the 23rd. The event includes 3 days of classroom presentations by local fishing guides, licensed captains, DNR representatives, and other experts. Participants receive hands-on practice and fishing time on the water, as well as a swag bag of musky fishing goodies, door prizes, and a chance at the $250 grand prize. Registration is $75 per person, and Deerfoot has on-site lodging available if you need it. For more information and to register, call Amanda at 608-215-7397 or 715-462-3328. Let's get to the fishing report. Fishing in general is fair to good, but some species are not receiving much attention nowadays. Musky fishing is good, continues to improve as water temperatures continue to drop. Fish are scattered and can be just about anywhere. But a good place to start is weeds, weed lines, points, humps, and areas with panfish and baitfish concentrations. Musky suckers, if you can get them, crankbaits, stick baits, and gliders work well. And trollers are connecting too. While I continue to challenge most anglers, though some do continue to catch fish during this transition time, find fish from shallow bays to more than 20 feet. Walleye suckers, fatheads, and plastics on jigs, live bait rigs, and spinner rigs are catching them. Jigging wraps and similar baits are putting fish in the net, and trolling anglers are finding some fish. The northern pike fishing is good as fish try to bulk up for the winter months. Find good weeds, green weeds in particular, that hold concentrations of panfish and baitfish, and pike will be nearby. Live bait, such as large minnows on floats, work best, but spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, stick baits, bucktails, crankbaits, and gliders are all working on pike. The largemouth bass fishing's fair, but interest is low, and few anglers are looking for them right now. The bass are around weeds holding baitfish and panfish, and live bait and plastics will get their interest. The smallmouth bass fishing is somewhat slow. Fish are there, though, and they're hitting. Look for them on hard bottom humps and transition areas in the same areas as walleyes. Sucker minnows on jigs, Ned rigs, and drop shot rigs are catching fish, and stick baits, crankbaits, and plastics are productive. The crappie fishing is fair to good. Fish are scattered from shallow, weedy water to deep weeds and weed lines, cribs, and other structure, and they're suspending in basins as well. Crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, mini mites, tattletales, and gulp baits fished on jigs and plain hooks with or without slip bobbers are all enticing crappies. Bluegill and perch fishing is good. Fish are tending toward any green weeds they can find in shallower and warmer bays and on points and humps. Waxy, small minnows, leaf worms, crawlers, and plastics are all working on bluegill and perch. Okay, let's look at some dates. Well, we already saw the close of bear season on October 11th. The following seasons are open because they opened on October 15th. Pheasant, bobwhite, quail, Hungarian partridge, elk, coyote trapping, fox hunting and trapping, bobcat hunting and trapping period 1, and fisher hunting and trapping. Also on the 15th, we had the closing of inland trout fishing season. October 22nd coming up is the opener for mink and muskrat trapping season. October 29th is the opener for non-resident raccoon hunting and trapping. On November 5th, beaver trapping and otter hunting and trapping open in the northern zone. November 6th, is the end of daylight saving time. November 7th, woodcock season closes. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 12th through the 18th is Rifle Sight-In Days at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. If you want to find out more, call them at 715-634-4912. Elk season's closing on November 13th, and then it reopens December 8th through the 16th. Crow season closes on November 17th. Turkey season closes in Zone 6 and 7 on November 18th. And then we got the 9-day gun deer season running from November 19th through the 27th. Duck season in our zone is going to close on November 22nd. Soon as gun season closes, then we have muzzleloader season running from November 28th through December 7th. November 29th is the closer for mourning dove season. And then finally, your 4-day antlerless only deer hunt, December 8th through the 11th. Whew, that's a lot going on. There is, believe it or not, even more going on. You can find it on the events calendar at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. If you have questions about any upcoming events or just want to shoot the breeze, call me or Kitty down at the office. 715-634-4801 is the number for Hayward Lakes. And the chamber line is 715-634-8662. Man, it is beautiful out there. I don't know why I'm sitting here talking into a phone. Let's get out there.